Yes, definitely. I think every week we go out, we can see signs of improvement. We see signs of it in training. There's a lot of hard work being put in, and you know, fitness-wise, and that we've still got a bit to go. But I think maybe that told on Sunday in the last 5 minutes. You know, some of the girls were tiring, and I think they were mentally tiring, and they kind of switched off for that last chance that Galway had. But definitely each week there's signs of improvement, you know, from the game against Monaghan to this week we can see a huge difference in them, and we're just hoping it keeps going that way. Like,
an awful lot of injuries, colleges football this week as well, and a lot of senior experienced players out as well. That doesn't make life easy.
No, it definitely doesn't, but I think that's sort of what you're left with when it comes to this time of year. And you know, there's college football going on, and they're training a lot with us, and they're out with the colleges, and they're playing games week in, week out, and I think you're going to pick up injuries that way. But you're right, like, there's more experienced players that we don't have yet, the like of Maura Kelly and Linda Donnelly and Jolene Donnelly. And even last weekend we had Sinead McLaughlin away on a work course. So, you know, those people are invaluable to the team, and when you don't have them, you know, you have to rely on some more inexperienced players. But in all fairness, I think that they have stepped up and they fitted in well to the panel so far. But you know, we would like to have more of those senior players available, and we're hoping that the injuries are going to clear up in the next, you know, week or two. We know that some of them might be a bit more long term, but there are two or three ready to come back hopefully within this fortnight.
I suppose the thing is, it's very, very early days yet, considering, you know, what you've had, bad weather. The Down Cup really didn't get going at all, so it was very early days for Tyrone.
Well, it is, and I suppose that's a good thing. I think if it was later down the line and we had this glut of injuries and we had, you know, the college football and stuff still going on, you'd be a wee bit more worried. But I think I have said it often enough to the girls and to anybody, you know, that I'm speaking to, that I would rather now be building things up slowly and patiently and getting the style of play that we want and the way we want to play the game, you know, the players to get focused in on that, and that we've plenty of time to improve. You know, it's a long year. The way we're looking at it is, we want to maintain our status in Division 1, and if you can, possibly push on to a quarter final or semi final. But really, I would rather be hitting the ground running when it comes to end of May, start of June, as opposed to being, you know, in great form now and then maybe losing it as you get further into the year.
I suppose it's a case of experimentation, and that will continue right through the league, although points are still important.
Well, that's it. Like, we're looking for a bit of a balance. We're not looking to change the side too much, but we'll have to mix that in terms of getting some of the younger girls a bit more experience and a bit more game time. So we'll have to look at that really closely. You know, we don't want to jeopardise ourselves and be in the position where we're relegated. We want to maintain Division 1 status and get a bit of confidence going forward, and you only do that by winning. So in order to win games, we're going to have to be very careful with the balance of things, of changing players in and out and getting the right mix of it. And I think, you know, we're sort of getting there, and we're doing that each week in, week out.
And Donegal coming into this one on Sunday, 2-1 from two, flying at the minute, but it's a good way to maybe try and stop them at Drumrah.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I mean, they've obviously started the season that they've left off from last year. You know, they won that intermediate title, and there'd be a great confidence in them and a great buzz. And you often see the teams that come up the next year, you know, they really carry that with them. And I think the two wins they've had will boost them, and then they'll believe that they're coming into senior status and they're well able for it. And I think everybody knew they were anyway. But it does put a bit more pressure on that this weekend's game is, you know, it's such an important game. Now, last weekend we got a point on the board, and we didn't have that at the start of the day, but this weekend we're really looking for the win, you know, just to cement ourselves and to go on from there. So I think that there's a huge importance on this game, and nonetheless in that we also face them in the championship later on in the year. So, you know, while there'll be a lot happening in between then, and teams will change and people will come in and out, you know, this maybe will set down a marker for that game in the championship. And you know, we don't want to be going out, and we don't want to be in a position where we're losing it. We want to, you know, I suppose, stop them in their tracks and give them a hard lesson in senior football.